Level of chachma. Our first is level of chachma. He sees unification. He understands the ideas of God. God is not the same thing to him as a Martian. I mean, that's a person who has no idea of God. I mean, to him, it could be anything. I mean, it's his ignorance. But a person who has a knowledge from Torah what the concept of God is, and he sees the chachmas of Torah and he sees the chachmas of Bria, it is not simply a possibility. It's a different idea altogether, and everything fits in a system of chachma. A person who recognizes the Torah and knows when the Torah was written and recognizes the ideas of the Torah and sees the truth of the Torah from down through the ages, he sees the chachmas of Torah, there's no way that he can maintain that the Sefer Torah is not emes. It's impossible. The person who knows chachmas of Torah has to know the Torah is true just from the Torah itself, without any Maamar HaSinai. But the Maamar HaSinai is the first step. The observational level is the first step. And it was more than observational alone. It was chachma involved also. The Rambam mentioned it in the Mar. But I'm just trying to explain to you that the Maamar HaSinai is enough to, certainly enough, by any standards, for a person to involve himself in the way of life of the Torah. Yes. Now, what was your question? On the first step, it's true, but that's the only way that there should be. That's the only way that the first step should occur. If you want to teach people chachma, that's the only way that the first step has to occur. But you have to understand the whole process of Torah, of Avas Hashem. The ultimate is Avas Hashem. Not just Emunah in Torah is very nice, but Emunah in Torah is not enough. A person believes in Maamar HaSinai, okay? And that's it? That's what Yadis is? That's just the beginning of Yadis. That's Yadis. The essence of Yadis is Avas Hashem. That's the ultimate. That's the whole Torah could be tied into Avas Hashem. Now, Avas Hashem is the process. That is the process. So our system, exactly, a premise. Our system, exactly, it's a good point. Because you see, where other religions, that is where they stop. They start and they stop at one point. Because all they want you to do is believe in them. So therefore, that's it. Once you believe, there's a lot of difficulties with believing. Reality doesn't seem to support any of these contentions. But if you push reality down far enough, you'll walk away and you'll convince yourself and you believe. And that is the... Now you've accomplished the greatest religious feat. That's the way all other religions are. And there's nothing more to do after that. I mean, what are you going to do? That's it. Except keep on making sure that you... Right. That's right. But in Yad, this is just the beginning. So what if a person sees Maamar HaSinai? Fine. Very nice. But now what happens? Now there's a whole system. Now there's a whole system of Avas Hashem. And Avas Hashem is not a simple thing. It's not a phenomenon which is a simple thing like the other religions imagine. But Avas Hashem can only be through Chachma. Develop a person to develop himself through Chachma, to weed out the parts of his nature that are not in concordance with the Tzelem Elokim. That is a big process and a very big undertaking. Anyone that's involved in that process knows how difficult it is. To really understand what reality is, and understand a person's place in this reality that God gave him, that is a difficult thing. That is the long process. Yeah, Nasa v'nishma, exactly right. Nasa v'nishma. Nasa v'nishma meant precisely that. Nasa meant that there was enough. The observational level demonstrated they were committed to asiyas and mitzvahs, and then the analysis of the mitzvahs. Without chachma, without analysis of mitzvahs, yeah, this is empty. It's an empty shell. It's as important as it is. I'm not putting it down. I'm not trying to make it a small thing. But the fact is, in terms of the system of yadis, it's a very small thing. Yes. If it was nishma v'nasa, it means that the observational level is not complete. Because it means that they have to really, they're not going to do anything unless it makes sense to them. But Nasa demonstrated that they recognize that there is a supreme being, and therefore what he says to do, we should do. That's Nasa. But then the Nishma is to analyze. I mean, the whole essence of Yadis is after the Nasa. The essence of Yadis, by all standards, no one denies this. The Talmud Torah is connected to the Yishalmi says one word of Talmud Torah is more important than Orasiyas Kala Mitzvahs. Doesn't mean to say a person can learn and not do mitzvahs. Then there's something wrong with him. Then he has a distortion of the soul if he does something like that. But the truth of the matter is that the asiyas and mitzvahs measured against chachmas Torah, the asiyas and mitzvahs are a very small thing. But I have to repeat again, it doesn't mean that if a person will learn Torah and not do mitzvahs, that he's on a level, because that is so illogical that it shows you that he has a total distortion in the soul, in which case his limud haTorah is not beneficial. But in the case where he is involved in asiyas mitzvahs and he is involved in Torah, what is really the essence? The essence is Torah. What was Rabbi Akiva's essence? It was Torah. And he put on tefillin, it's very nice, but his essence was Torah. I mean, what was it? As a matter of fact, once a person on the level of Teras and Nasa, it's part of the mitzvahs. So you see, the essence of Yadus is in Chochmas, lies in Chochmas HaTorah. That's where the essence is. It's a different kind of a system. Problem is that people are so certain that the system of Yadus will conform to their base emotions that they don't allow themselves to examine what the system of Yadus is based on knowledge of the system, of studying it. It's a difficult thing. It goes against our grain. It goes against our emotions. No question about it. If it doesn't go against your emotions, then you should know that you don't have the right idea of the others. It has to go against the emotions. Because naturally, a person isn't perfected. Yeah. Rosh Hashanah, I mean, like the miracle of Nes Chanukah, the Nisim that we have. You have to understand, I mean, Nisim, Mr. Marshak asked, maybe we shouldn't be too much in favor of such a thing, promoting the idea of miracle. No, I mean, once a person recognizes that God is the source of all natural phenomena, and he relates to man and his Ashgacha, then on the contrary. So then, if a person just is mystically awed by a miracle, I mean, then that's no good. But if a person is a Chacham and he knows that the miracle, this is part of the universe, you know, the miracle is nothing in compared to the universe. So God is the source of the universe, so he's the source of the miracle. It simply shows that there is Ashgacha, that God relates to man. And whenever he does, l'chayev and shevach v'edor. So that's our obligation, shevach v'edor. It's a natural response that man should have when he sees that the Ashgacha relates to him. That should be the natural response. And a miracle is a demonstration of the fact of his Ashgacha. Okay? The Ramban was known as the Rosh HaMekubalim. I just read you the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. So the idea of a Kabbalist today is people's idea of a Kabbalist, not the real idea of a Kabbalist. All the Kabbalists, the idea of the Kabbalist means that there wasn't a fantastic, which...
Are we supposed to accept any of these
as authentic writings? I'll tell you the truth. Over there I would say like this, that if in Kabbalah, if it's authentic or not, it doesn't really matter. I'll tell you why. And that was big machlekes. The Gur held it was authentic, or Yankov Hamdan held it wasn't. But the point is like this. If you understand what the idea, and it makes sense to you, and you gain knowledge out of it, so then it's a true idea. So it's very good. And if you don't understand it, and it doesn't make any sense to you, so even if it is a true idea, what good does it do you? So what is the problem? The Gemara says, Sefer Ben Tzira, Gemara says, Hayadin is one of the Sfarim, that is called Svam HaChitonim, that we don't read the Sefer. But the Gemara says, Mili Tavi Isbe Darshina. The good points in Sefer Ben Tzira, we darshin, and we learn them. So there's nothing in the Rambam. Why the Rambam quotes Aristotle, you have right over here in the Pirush Mishnayos. Why does he quote Aristotle? Because it's a good idea. So if an idea is good, and it's true, then the idea is good. So it's God's Chachmah. So why shouldn't we quote it? Why shouldn't we be involved in it? You're right. You're right about that. But the point is, insofar as Kabbalah would be the same thing. A person just says over Kabbalah, doesn't know what he's talking about, and has some crazy imaginary notion. It doesn't matter that Kabbalah could be true. It doesn't do him any good. Question, that's an important question. Question is that if you have a person, if we're saying that you have to have knowledge, so if you have an individual who has knowledge of Torah, big Talmud Chacham, but he doesn't have the basis, he doesn't have any knowledge of the basis, that's right?
The
areas of Shkafi doesn't know. Doesn't specialize in that area.
Has other
studies okay, he hasn't taken that apart, all right? Versus a person who is a bucking Ashkafa, knows the areas of Ashkafa. Ashkafa means philosophy, Jewish philosophy, all right? So, means outlook. So, a person who knows Ashkafa is not a Talmud Chacham, right? Okay. In other words, he doesn't know, he's not a big London. He doesn't really know Torah Shabbat Peh, doesn't know Halacha. Does not know Halacha.
What's the question? What about it?
All right. The question is, I would say this, that a person, that the first person you mentioned, I can understand. There is such a thing. But the second person, I don't see how we could exist. In other words, a person who has knowledge of, who's a big London and never analyzed the bases of his amuna, that I can understand such a person. But the other person I can't understand. A person who has knowledge of the Yisodei Hadas, he has to be a London, Tom Coughlin. Because otherwise there's something wrong with the Yisodei Hadas. If he has correct knowledge of the Yisodei Hadas, so the Yisodei Hadas lead a person to spend his time in perfecting himself in halacha. So if he doesn't do that, there's something wrong. I mean, his Yisodei Hadas has to be off. So that person is not really a true individual. You can't have such a person. If you have such a person, there's something wrong with his knowledge of the Yisodei Hadas. Okay? Yeah, it's not complete. He doesn't have the right Yisodei. The other type of person I can understand. A person that has knowledge of halacha, big bal halacha, being a big lamdan, and he could even be a big posseg, and he doesn't have any knowledge of the basics. The Rambam mentions such an individual in the Maran Avot. Rambam mentions such in the Maran Avot. What? No, he mentions such a phenomenon. He says you take a person who considers himself a great leader in Israel, and he's a big bal halacha, and he doesn't have the most basic idea about Yadis. That definitely, I do not think that a person like that could have a real Avos Hashem. I don't think it's possible. Because he can have, I should qualify my statement. I should say the following. That if his Avos, if he has an Avos Hashem based upon the Chochmas, in other words, the experience of Chochmas HaTorah, then he does have, then he would have an Avos Hashem. But if his whole approach to everything he does is based upon a certain emotion, a certain mystical emotion which leads him to do this, and that's why he does it, then he doesn't have, then he wouldn't have real Avos Hashem. So I would say that it's possible he does. I would answer like this. It's possible, and he possibly doesn't. It depends what. If his whole basis is just a certain mystical basis and he learns for that purpose, and that's the only reason, that's his involvement in Torah, so then he doesn't have it. But if he just, for some reason, didn't study the basis, but he learns Chochmas HaTorah and he appreciates the beauty of Chochmas HaTorah, then he does have Avos Hashem. Then he does have Avos Hashem. A person can learn Torah. You have to understand, I mean, Torah is not just a magical formula. Because Chazal say a person can learn Torah, be a tremendous Talmud Chacham, and still have no Chel Gorom, have no Chel Gorom Abba. He wants to learn the Kantor. So you see, the person's motivation and his relationship to learning is the important thing. Now in man, if it's done properly, naturally a certain personality will emerge, but it's possible to learn Torah and not have the personality emerge. In that case, you don't have the benefits of it. So if the person just never analyzes the basis for some reason, I don't know why, but never analyzes the basis, but he does learn Torah and appreciates the Chochmas HaTorah, then he has Avos Hashem. But if his whole learning is just to satisfy a mystical craving, then it's not Avos. Then he doesn't have anything to do with Avos Hashem. So it's possible that he does, possible that he doesn't. Okay. This is extremely important. I mean, when you're studying what the highest level of Torah is, you mustn't put down the most basic relationship to Torah. I mean, the whole nation wouldn't exist if it was just the Chachamim. You wouldn't have any Kol Yisrael. You have to realize it's necessary for the Klal to have people that keep the mitzvahs, even though they don't understand it, but they keep the mitzvahs, so therefore their children can become Chachmei Yisrael, the whole Masorah goes on. That's important. Maisa mitzvah can't be underestimated. But the fact is that the essence in terms of a person's individual development, the essence has to be some relationship to Chachmas HaTorah. Well, Chachmas HaTorah is a very frail relationship between man and God.
It can only come
through
learning.
It can only come through learning. But we one time spoke about the there's two things. The Ram says the Rafim might. They knew there was a Chochmas HaTorah and they strive for that. They strive to perpetuate it. They saw, they knew it was Chochmah. They you can't be around the nation like Klal Yisrael, which is steeped in Chochmah, even if you're not a Chochmah. You see, you yourself are not a Chacham. You can't be around such a nation and not see that this is what the essence is, that there's an essence of Chacham. So those women, even though they may not have learnt, but they still recognize It was a recognition of Chochmas Torah, and all their energies were involved in it. So therefore, you have to be judged according to these two things, the two standards. A person can be a greater Chacham, and he doesn't direct much energy to it. So he's not on the level of that woman that directed all the energies to it, even though she didn't have that accurate a perception of what it is. But that's the whole idea of Yisachar and Zvulun. So you have to measure both aspects. But of course, Chachma is a very important thing.